Hello, welcome once again to Leto's Law. I'm Steve Leto. Andre sent me a story out of Texas involving a bad judge. And whenever we hear about bad cops, bad judges, bad lawyers, I'll out them for you right here. So here's a bad judge. Former Judge Rudy Delgado sentenced to 5 years in the Juzgado. This is out of the Brownsville Herald. McAllen, Texas. Disgraced ex-judge Rodolfo Delgado will be in his 70s when his 60-month prison term expires. This is about 18 months after FBI agents raided the Hidalgo County Courthouse looking to remove evidence from Delgado's courtroom and his office in connection with a bribery investigation. The former judge has now been sentenced to prison. Delgado is 66 and he was sentenced on Wednesday, more than 2 months after jurors found the ex-judge guilty of multiple charges of bribery. U.S. District Judge Alfred Bennett handed down the sentence on Delgado hours after punishing the government's star witness, Edinburgh-based attorney-turned-informant Noel Perez. Government prosecutors during the trial argued that Perez and Delgado didn't quite establish a direct quid pro quo bribery scheme, but instead there was an understanding between the two where Perez would overpay for firewood at the judge's home. It's complicated, but the jury bought it. This is something Perez testified he hoped would lead to favorable consideration in the judge's court. For his part, Delgado's attorney, Michael McCrum, argued that exact point, citing the government's lack of a clear pay-for-favor evidence and stating that his client never took anything for any actionable results or favors in his courtroom. But jurors, after a 4-day trial and 10 hours of deliberation, were clearly convinced of Delgado's guilt, seemingly placing a large amount of weight on the government's evidence, specifically video and audio recordings of Perez's and Delgado's encounters in which jurors could hear, in their own words, how Delgado spoke to Perez. The recorded encounters with Perez and Delgado proved crucial to the government's case. Perez lived near Delgado's Edinburgh home, would drive to the property under the guise of buying firewood, sometimes arriving with a case of beer, which on occasion would have anywhere from $250 to $260 of cash inside the case. One of the recorded meetings helped the government prove the obstruction charge against Delgado, who allegedly attempted to cover his tracks with Perez after learning of a potential FBI investigation. Prosecutors argued that it was clear in the text message that Delgado sent to Perez on January 29th, just 4 days after Delgado learned of a possible federal investigation, was intended to make it appear as though the money that he had received from Perez nearly 2 weeks earlier needed to be in check form so he could call it a campaign contribution. The recording shown to jurors from one of the four recorded meetings between the two men shows Perez inside his pickup truck meeting with Delgado in the parking lot of a North McAllen restaurant. During that meeting, Perez gives the name of a client and the client's court case number to Delgado and asks the judge to help him with it. Delgado agrees and is handed a half-inch to inch-thick white envelope containing $5,500 in cash. That seems about right. This is important in the government's case as it argued that after Delgado learns of the investigation into him, he sends a message to Perez stating he would have to return the envelope full of cash in exchange for a check because he could not accept that much cash for a campaign contribution, but they didn't talk about a campaign contribution in the meeting originally. Jurors, during the third day of testimony, were handed the envelope containing the $5,500 and allowed to touch it, the prosecution's attempt to kill any notion that Delgado would have believed there was a check inside the envelope. Yeah, checks aren't that thick, my friends. Prosecutors claim this was clearly an attempt by Delgado to frame the interaction with Perez on January 17th as legitimate. There was a message that Delgado sent to Perez that said, "Good evening, please call me. The campaign contribution needs to be by check. I need to return that to you so you can write a check. Sorry about the confusion. I thought you knew and I did not open the envelope until today." During the trial, State Rep. R.D. Bobby Guerra of Mission testified that earlier that day, he was called into Delgado's chambers and was asked by the judge about a private conversation Guerra had with State Senator Juan Hinojosa. Hinojosa had conveyed to Delgado the week before during a social visit that Guerra had told him that federal agents were looking at Delgado in connection with a firewood investigation. So that's a story as written by the Brownsville Herald. Of course, Brownsville Station is well known for smoking in the boys' room. That's another story altogether. But what appears to have happened is there is a judge who is judging and an attorney who occasionally attorneys in front of that judge. And the allegation is that the attorney would buy firewood from the judge and he would drop off a case of beer and some money for the firewood, but he would give him too much money, cash, things of that nature, that would be disproportionate for what he actually needed or should have been paying for the firewood. And then, of course, there's this $5,500 in cash that was in an envelope that he gave that was later said to have been a campaign contribution. Everyone knows you cannot make campaign contributions in cash. Super PACs can make all kinds of contributions, but people can't pay in cash. So the former judge, Rudy Delgado, sentenced to 5 years in prison. And, you know, there are rules that we all live by. But if you are in certain professions, they have different rules to live by. So lawyers have a code of ethics that they must follow. Judges have their own rules that are even higher than those of attorneys. So if you are an attorney and you become a judge, the rules you held yourself to as an attorney just got escalated and are now even a higher bar that you've got to live by. And so they often tell you that as a judge, not only do you not do anything wrong, but you avoid the appearance of impropriety, meaning that you don't do things that are bad, and you don't even do things that could look bad. The appearance of impropriety. Anything that could look bad, you avoid. So meeting with somebody in the parking lot and having them hand you an envelope filled with cash, that looks bad. Anybody who's thought about being a judge would recognize that right there is going to look bad, no matter what, regardless of your excuse for it. But the jury came to the conclusion that was, in fact, bad. It didn't just look bad, it was bad. So I don't feel sorry for judges who get kicked off the bench or locked up after they get caught doing stuff. So former Judge Rudy Delgado sentenced to 5 years in prison in Texas. Thank you, Andre, for passing the story along. Questions or comments, put them below. Otherwise, talk to you later. Bye-bye.